What's up? What's up, guys? It's Justin. Welcome to another episode of the show. If you love the show, make sure you're subscribed. If you're listening on Spotify, make sure you're following. It's a good week. I hope you guys are having a good week. My week has been fantastic. So if you're listening in your car, if you're listening in the shower, wherever you're listening, I hope this podcast finds you well. Ooh, there's a lot to discuss this week, but I'm happy to have my friend Sean here again to discuss with me. What's up?
Hi, everyone. Hey, Justin, you look nice today.
Thank you. You look great, too.
Do I really?
You look great.
Thank God there's no, like, video camera.
Oh, coming soon. But yeah, Sean is here to join me on this episode, and there's a lot that we need to talk about. So make sure you like, make sure you rate, make sure you subscribe, and let's get to the show. Okay, so Sean, I'm coming to a realization that most people are scared of watching stuff on, like, illegal movie websites. Because growing up, like, we never had... Okay, that's a lie. Let me stop acting like I'm so, like, decrepit or whatever. We always found a way to watch stuff that we weren't able to have access to. Mm-hmm. So whether that's live TV, whether that's movies that came out in theaters that you weren't getting to see, we found a way to, like, download, like, movies. So when I share, like, my links to all my little, like, movie websites, everybody's scared to click on it because they think they're going to get a virus.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you have experience using bootleg websites?
Yeah, I do. Like, I always get scared that something explicit is gonna pop up on my screen, like some animated girl with her boobs out and like click me right there on her boobs.
Right.
Because she's like, click me. I'm
click me. Back me.
Right. And it gets very awkward. Like, I'm always scared, like,
that somebody's
something
gonna
is on my computer now.
Well, the thing, if y'all don't know what we're talking about, if you've ever watched something on some bootleg website, there's a lot of, like, inappropriate and weird ads that pop up. So I definitely get where you're coming from.
I wonder what type of people actually click that.
People that are gullible.
Like, imagine going to watch a movie and how you're, like, in a different website. I think
African parents would fall for that. You know, you remember back in the day on Windows?
Yeah, click that 1 million.
You won $1 million. I remember one time.
I used to click those a lot.
My mom used to click on it and be like, we won. And then she'd start entering our address. And I'm like, yay. No, stop. Like, this is how they're going to find us and track us down.
How many times I've entered our address from that?
Oh, I hated that.
Oh, man.
But that's for the OG people that know what I'm talking about. And then there was also the games where you click. It's like some of them would be like basketball games where you like do the pop-up.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Yes, those were fun. Those
oh, my God.
Really fun.
Oh, the good old days.
The good old days.
Now we have Macs and pop-ups aren't a thing.
And now social media is ruining everything.
I know. We'll get into it. But yeah, Sean and I, actually last weekend, we watched Parasite. So if you guys haven't seen the movie Parasite, it's up for Best Picture.
Please go watch it.
Go watch it. It's so good. Sean saw it before me, and I was 50 minutes into watching it, and then I went to sleep, and then the next morning I told Sean, hey, I started Parasite, and it's really good. And Sean was like, okay, we need to finish it and watch it. So we watched it, and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy that I watched it, and I hope it wins Best Picture.
I hope so, too. It deserves to.
Like, it does.
It's just so original. You don't really see... Well, then again, like, 2019 was actually a year of really good films.
Yes, it was.
I'm really surprised by all of
I'm happy because 2018 was trash.
Green Book. I remember I was talking about how, like, people doing their job.
Green Book.
There's reruns of everything. Well, actually, 2019 had a lot of reruns, but 2018 sucked so much.
Green Book.
I still haven't watched Green Book.
I'm never going to watch that.
Why do people not like it so much?
Well, Green Book, if y'all know the movie Green Book, if you're into movies, Green Book is a movie about Don Shirley, who is a famous pianist, and he has a driver who is a very racist dude. So basically, from my understanding, the movie is about them traveling.
You don't watch it
either. No, but I've seen a lot of synopsises about it. I'll watch it eventually just so I can have a real opinion. Mm-hmm. But they travel across the South, and it details their experiences together. Basically, it's a white savior movie where the story is told
I've heard a white savior a lot with that movie.
Mm-hmm, it's true. The story is told from the racist white dude's perspective, and it really ignores the perspective of the black dude played by Mahershala Ali, and is problematic in the sense that it's a white savior movie where it paints racism as something that's not really realistic, so it makes white audience feel more comfortable and like, oh, see, we're not racist, like, oh, look at this, because that's what a white savior movie is. It paints racist people as people that are unrealistic, and those people can't exist in real life, and it makes white people look at the movie and be like, look how far we've come.
Yeah.
Like, there's a redemptive arc always for the racist characters, and people don't find that realistic. So that's the problem with Green Book, and that was a whole segue. I don't know how we got on that.
I need to watch it to form an opinion, because I do know there's a lot of people blow steam at a lot of things.
Sometimes it's warranted.
Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not.
I don't know. People can enjoy what they want to enjoy, but I'm still, if something's problematic, I'm going to call it out.
So I'm going to watch it.
I'll watch it eventually too. Maybe we'll watch it and see what our opinion is.
Yeah, and be like, oh, actually not. Because like The Joker, it's getting a lot of hate. Mm-hmm. That was one of the best movies I've ever watched.
Well, out of all the Best Picture nominees, Joker is the least rated from Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah, it has a 69.
Well, I guess it's because there's a lot of inspiration from other films. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't as original as Parasite.
Right. But yeah, basically we started this by saying watch Parasite.
Yes,
basically.
Please watch it. It's so
good.
Great.
Yeah.
It starts out really fun and funny, and it quickly gets dark. Mm-hmm.
But I will say, don't watch the trailer. Don't watch any synopsis on Wikipedia or anything.
They don't even show you much. Like, I tried to watch the trailer and like read some things, but you don't get a lot from like the trailer.
And that's a good thing. So try to limit yourself from seeing spoilers or anything. Just go into it blind and enjoy the show.
Uh-huh.
It's good. It's good. Sure. All right, guys. So another story that I saw is about Miss Precious Hillary Clinton, y'all's fave. We love Hillary Clinton, y'all. Anyway, Hillary Clinton, she has a new documentary that's coming out. And I guess during one of the interviews for the documentary, she had some words to say about Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. So as you know, Bernie Sanders ran against her and when she was running to be the Democratic nominee. And here's what she had to say. He was in Congress for years. He had one senator support him. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him. He got nothing done. He was a career politician. It's all baloney, and I feel so bad that people got sucked into it.
Sheesh, that's so
harsh. Those are fighting words.
That sounds like bitter words.
Those are fighting words. So,
but I don't want to project that narrative of she's bitter women.
I mean, but why else would you say that?
Right, like at this time. You know, Warren came out and said something.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary came out and said something. I bet you Biden is going to come out and say something about. It just shows how elitist like that, like the Democratic political parties are. Like you can't like someone like Bernie. She was saying he didn't get anything done in Senate, and only one senator.
She's just bitter. I think I'm tired of Hillary.
How would she get something done if only one person? Like,
I think Hillary is annoying. I think that after she lost, she should just go into hiding. She's so annoying. Every time she's talking about a new book, just sit down and be quiet.
She's saying Bernie is fake. Well, basically, they all think like he's phony. But just the way she campaigned, it turned me off so much.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it was
the
unfair.
The Dallin thing was so awkward.
She's corny.
I just didn't like it at all.
Y'all can have opinions about whoever you like. It doesn't really affect me, and I don't care.
Yeah.
But I think that Hillary is annoying. Like, why is she talking? Just sit down. If I got an endorsement from Hillary, that means I'm not doing something right. I don't want her endorsement.
Let's not go that far. Hillary has done some amazing things. She is an innovative woman.
I don't care. This is not the point.
Changed history and will always be in the history books.
Who cares?
But what she's doing now, it's really horrible. Like, she shouldn't be doing
that. She just be
and
quiet.
And, like, I'm even more disappointed in Warren for, you know.
Yeah, because Elizabeth Warren, too, her and Bernie are fighting.
Like, why
the girls are fighting.
Why would you say that in a private conversation he said a woman couldn't win?
I mean, but it's like, true, though. If he said it, he said it, though.
Why would that be, especially when he said it a year ago? Why would that be something you bring up now?
She's trying to win an election.
So it's all just phony and just,
I mean, don't get into politics.
Just, like, disgusting and just,
don't get into politics,
it's just
then.
So messed up, especially, apparently they were friends, good friends.
They still are friends, but they're political, like, opponents at the moment.
Did you hear, remember, there's, like, a clip of them talking during the Democratic debate.
And I'll play a clip right now.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
What?
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that
anytime.
Discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Like, that's not the time or place to discuss something like that. And I think she knew that the mics were on. So she said that so people can be like, oh, Bernie's fake. He said a woman can't win and blah, blah, blah.
I mean, we have to see ourselves. Like, a lot of things Bernie says, I'm just like, this is too good to be true.
Right.
But I'd rather that than what
the alternative, which is nothing.
Which is nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather steam being blown at me and to see actually how much of that he can accomplish.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody support whatever political candidate you want. My message will always remain, whatever party you decide to vote with, just vote. Like, your voice is so important. So I don't
care. Except if you're voting for the
Say it louder. Don't come on the podcast if you're not going to say what you need to say. What was that?
Go vote.
Yeah, go vote. If you have a candidate that you love, go vote.
Unless you're voting for Trump, then don't vote.
Even if you're voting for Trump, I don't care. Just vote for somebody. Just kidding. That out. Hillary needs to sit down, and I don't know. She's annoying. Yeah. Next story that I had. Okay, so Comme des Garçons is a fashion brand, and they had a fall 2020 preview. And on the runway, the models were wearing what looked like lace front wigs with cornrows. And as soon as the pictures were public, people were outraged. They're like, this is cultural appropriation. They know better. Why are they doing this?
I'm taking the bait.
My opinion will always remain, these people know what they're doing. They're doing it on purpose. Don't fall for it.
And now you know their name.
I mean,
there you go.
This podcast, they've seen it anyway.
No, I'm just saying, like, now the whole world knows their name.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, but they're a popular fashion brand, though, so everybody knows Comme des Garçons or whatever.
You know.
Well, I rolled my eyes after the H&M Biggest Monkey in the World t-shirt, after, what was the other racist scandal that happened? After the Gucci blackface ski mask, I was like, okay, I'm over it. I'm not falling for it in 2020.
Everyone keeps falling for it.
I'm not falling for it. It is annoying. Okay, so the next story that we have is about Michelle Obama. So as you guys know, Barack Obama typically releases like his favorite books, his favorite movies. I don't know if he does movies, but
he does movies.
His favorites of the year. So Michelle Obama, she decided to release a 2020 workout playlist. And let me tell you, I don't believe that she listens to any of this stuff.
What's on it?
Okay, she said... She has Honesty by Pink Sweats. I don't believe she listens to that. She has 24/7 Meek Mill featuring LMA. I don't believe she listens to that. She has Click, Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Big Sean. Clean version. She's not listening to that.
Justin, so what do you think she works out to classical music?
I don't know. Beethoven? But I think the Obamas, they want to be perceived as being hip.
What if they are like that, though?
Well, what if they're not?
Obama is so... It's so cool and so, like, in tune with pop culture. I won't be surprised if he does listen to it. Especially if his kids listen to it.
They have Ape Shit by the Carters. Press by Cardi B. Yes.
No way.
Okay, let me tell y'all. Michelle Obama, she probably hired one of her assistants to say, what are the kids? What are the kids listening to? She said, what are the kids listening to?
What do you think she listens to?
Not that. Maybe some of the other songs on there, like Dua Lipa, maybe she listens to that. But this rap stuff, I don't think she really listens to. Mm. I don't know. I feel like the Obamas want to be so cool all the time.
I don't know. I disagree.
I just don't. I don't know. What do y'all think? Do y'all think that Michelle Obama actually listens to everything on her playlist? Or does one of her aides say, these are what the kids are listening to. Maybe you should put one of these on your list. I think that's what happens. Maybe I'm just a skepticist or whatever. But that's what I believe. Last story that I have is about Beyonce. Oh, the Beehive heard her name. Oh, now they're listening to the show. Beyonce has launched her Precious Ivy Park collection, and it has now been sold out. A lot of people bought it up on her website or wherever else it was sold. And what do you think about it?
I don't really like it.
Really?
It's not my style. It's not something I would put on or wear.
Really?
But... Who cares? It's not me spending the money. So.
And, it's
sold out. To why does she need my change?
To me, I thought the things looked okay on Beyonce, but then I saw regular
people.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It doesn't look... I don't want to say the Beehive is going to come after me.
I don't care.
But it doesn't look like something she would even wear. Let's be real. It looked good on her.
Yeah.
But Beyonce's not going to wear that.
But the thing is, I saw what it looked like on regular people, and I was like, this doesn't look good. And where are you going to wear that to?
Right.
Like, some of that stuff, I was like, who's going to wear this in public?
Exactly.
That she had some...
And it's all the same colors, so everyone's going to be wearing it. I mean, Beyonce's great at music. I love her for music, but House of Darion...
Okay, I think that people should stick to their strengths. If you're good at fashion like Rihanna and music, do both. If you're good at music, do that.
Yeah.
If you've had a failed fashion brand, don't go back to fashion. Because if y'all don't know, Beyonce used to have a fashion line called House of Darion. And now people don't even know what that is. And it has quietly disbanded and it's no longer a fashion brand anymore. And that thing was so ghetto. Like, who is wearing...
Okay, don't say that.
This thing, this is Darian. I'm wearing Darian.
So it wasn't ghetto, it just wasn't.
What brand of jeans is that? Oh, is that House of Darian? I can't imagine somebody being, oh, and I got, this is House of Darian.
Okay, I didn't say this much.
This is House of Darian. Nobody was even wearing that. I never saw one person in public.
I've seen people wear it House of Darian. When I was younger, yeah.
Really?
And there was like, there were posters in my school. I don't know.
Of the House of Darian? What kind of school did you go to?
I don't know what kind of school.
What kind of school
is
that?
This is when we first moved to America.
So what is this?
We're not the best part of the United States yet.
What is this? Oh, that's so funny.
But yeah, I'm not gonna buy it. Like, maybe the shoes. The shoes are nice, but
yeah, Beyonce.
Then, like, that's not my style.
I think she should just stick to music because she's seeing what Rihanna's doing. She's like, wow, she's really killing it.
She started the clothing and failed.
And House of Darian, nope. I think it's because her mother, because you know her mom used to...
Yeah, her mom is a stylist.
I don't know what kind of stylist she is, because the stuff that Destiny's Child was wearing back in the day was so ugly.
They were iconic, and we remember them because they were not the best looking.
Okay, that's why we haven't seen Miss Tina design for anybody else. I'm sorry, but that, if y'all look at what Destiny Child used to wear, that shit is so ugly. Stop. I'm just saying. But will y'all be purchasing some Ivy Park? Maybe Beyonce listens to the show and she'll send me one of those big orange boxes that everybody has been getting.
Yeah.
Why don't I? Is it unisex or is it only for women?
It's unisex, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was only for women.
No, the men can wear it too.
Okay.
She sent it to some of the men. Like, she sent it to her choreographer.
Okay.
He sported it around and it's just not... it's just not cute.
Okay, well, listeners...
To me, but... It's sold out, so look at us.
So it's cute to somebody. I'm not a hater. $0. For me, personally, that shit doesn't look good.
And it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
To me.
It reminded me of House of
Darian. But it's sold out, so.
Yeah, so somebody out there likes
power.
It. Yeah. Power of Beyonce and hype and marketing.
I think just because it's Beyonce, everything she puts out is always going to sell out.
True.
Even if people stop wearing it after
a while. Yeah. Yeah, she's right. So what do y'all think? Do y'all love the designs? Let me know.
But I love Beyonce.
I like her. Yeah, she's cool. She's cool. Okay, so now we're going to get to Off My Chest. So we kind of did things out of order this time around. So for Off My Chest, I have something to get off my chest.
Mm.
It's about Apple. You guys, I have an Apple charger that I got directly from Apple yesterday, and the last couple of days it's been saying this device is not accepted and it's not been charging my phone anymore, and I'm annoyed because I've had it for 2 years maybe.
If you take it to Apple Store, they probably will give you
I shouldn't have to do this with Android. Android doesn't say
everyone has had that situation with Apple.
Like, this device is not accepted.
When I first got my iPhone 10, like, a section of it wasn't able to read my touch.
Really?
Yeah, and I was so pissed because, like, I just got this and I took it to them. I was just so mad.
I might switch over to Android because I'm so mad.
Everyone says that when they're upset at Apple, and then it treats you good. It's like an abusive relationship.
I don't know. I have Stockholm Syndrome or something. But, yeah, Apple's not the tea, and capitalism won't kill me. To this day, I still have headphones with wires.
You know what? Me too, but I really applaud you for still having an iPhone 4.
This is not an iPhone 4. This is not an iPhone 4.
Are you
4.
Sure?
Yeah, are you sure? What is that? Is that an Android?
Are you sure that's not an iPhone 4?
Yeah, is that an Android that you have?
No,
with
it's not.
With the cracked screen?
It's an iPhone 10, baby.
With the cracked screen?
Nope. It's no cracks.
Oh, I see your crack right
Protective
there.
Protective glass screen.
You must have got that from Walmart.
Nope. From Apple itself.
Oh, really? Yes. Maybe a rotten apple. I don't know if it's Apple the actual...
I can't read your phone because it's...
No, this is...
Because it doesn't exist
trust
anymore.
Me, whenever I had the LG cookie, everybody was jealous. Yeah, everybody was jealous of my phone and they wanted it. So
sure.
Now, all of a sudden, when I upgraded, now they're jealous. So whatever.
Okay.
But Apple is not the tea.
It's not Apple's fault. They moved on from that brand a long time ago.
Apple is not the tea.
They can do for you,
Apple is not the tea. Capitalism is not the tea. I will not be getting AirPods, and I will not be upgrading my iPhone anytime soon.
I won't be getting AirPods either.
It's not worth the
strength.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's consistent. It's reliable.
Yeah.
You don't lose one and it's the
and
end
I
of the world.
And I find it quickly.
Yeah.
Like,
we love
sometimes
that.
I even wash it with my clothes and it works again.
Yeah. But I can't say the same for AirPods.
Yep.
Sorry to this man. Okay, next story that's annoying me. Everybody, Instagram, I don't know if it's on Snapchat, I don't know if it's on Instagram, but there's this new thing where people have this bubble on top of their heads and it says, which character are you? And
I've been trying to find it.
And it flashes, and then it's whenever you hold down on your screen, it freezes on whatever character or whatever.
Why does it annoy you?
It's annoying because everybody's posting it to their story. Like, I don't care what Disney character you are. I don't care what...
There's a lot more things that come
out. One of them is like, how old do I look? Another one is... What job do you see me as? It's like, this is stupid. Like,
it just proves that Facebook bought Instagram, because you know how Facebook has those weird, like, who are you gonna be in 10 years, and then it'll be married with 20 kids, some weird, like,
I hate it.
Things like that seeping over into
Seeing
Instagram.
That stuff annoys me so much. It's like, who cares? Like, why are y'all posting this? I'll never post that.
I've been trying to find it. Y'all tell me, where can I find that filter?
Do y'all like that filter? Are you annoyed of it? Do you use it? Y'all probably use it. Stop lying.
I want to use it. I need to find it.
Y'all use it. Stop bluffing. But anyway, that's annoying me. And the last thing that is annoying me, and this is going to lead into our main topic. The Academy Awards came out, you guys. It came out, I think, last week.
Yeah.
And one black actress was nominated. And it was Cynthia Erivo for Harriet for playing what? A slave. Wow. Really, really new. Never seen anybody play a slave
before.
Did
you watch Harriet?
Nope.
I did.
You did? What did you think?
She was good, but she wasn't Oscar. I haven't seen it. Why are you looking at me?
I'm just listening.
I'm just saying they don't get it right for black movies.
What annoys me about the Academy Awards is that black people seem to only get nominated for playing the same roles. A drug dealer. A slave. A prostitute. A maid. That's it. That's all that black
prostitute.
People play.
Mm.
Yeah, Halle Berry played a prostitute and won an Oscar
for
that. But, okay, yeah, you're right. Maybe that's one example. So, A drug dealer. A maid.
Absolutely.
And a slave.
Yes.
That's all we play. And those are the only roles that we get. So I'm wondering, why is it that black people aren't allowed to, like, explore different roles and can't get nominated for other roles, I guess?
Yeah.
Like, representation is important. But at the same time, the Oscars really don't mean that much. It means, I don't know, it's supposed to be
the highest honor.
Something
that doesn't mean
so
much. They have the loudest voice, though, which
True.
Sucks. I feel like, why can't... Is there not like a... You know how we have the UN, right? I feel like there should be... And the Pulitzer Prize and all of that. There should be something like that for movies, too. Is there not?
I mean, it's the Oscars.
That's what I'm saying. The Oscars can't be it.
I mean, but there's the Golden Globes. There's the SAGs.
Movies beyond American...
Critics' Choice.
Right. But all those movies are very American-based.
I mean, then...
BAFTA is European-based. You know?
But what do you want, then? Do you want just a black award?
I want something... Right. Something that... kind of factors in everyone. Like,
there's BET. There's BET. Like, we have that.
No, I don't just want a black... I want something that factors in Australia, Africa.
Like an international movie
International movie award where you know that people beyond Americans...
Well, the thing with awards is that everything is arbitrary. Like, what you consider the best might not be the best to other person. What makes one movie better than the other? All it is preference and personal opinion. So it's really weird that we put so much value into something that's just an opinion. Like, it's just that...
But who makes up this board?
It's majority white people.
And white people,
yeah.
Right? So that's why only American films are winning.
I mean, it's an American award.
You know, and then when something like Parasite comes around, they have to be exceptional to make it.
Sure.
Like,
I mean,
Parasite is so good that they cannot look.
But that's with anything. With the British films, you have to be a really exceptional American movie to win.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But they have the loudest voice in the world. So countries that are not heard are looking to these places for accolades that they will never be given. Because they're never going to be understood here.
I mean, I don't know. It's just annoying because I feel like black people have the potential to do so much more. But I won't say it's only on the Academy.
Yeah.
Also, like, it's the industry itself. Like, if you don't have production studios that are producing black movies, how can you expect a black movie to be nominated?
Tyler Perry movies.
Me too. But Tyler Perry's not the only person making black movies, though.
Right.
I'm not really a fan of Tyler Perry.
I'm not either. I want to watch movies like Moonlight. I want to watch movies about people...
Like us.
Right. About people like us, right? Who... I don't really go through... Racism is a huge thing, but Black people experience more things than racism.
Oh, sure, or slavery. Or slavery. Or discrimination. Anything, yeah. Like, look at the movies.
Black people experience depression. Just like these white people getting Oscars for that. They experience all of that, too, and it's pretty interesting,
just
too.
Just think of the movies that black people have won Oscars for. Mahershala Ali in Moonlight.
Right.
Drug Dealer. Lupita Nyong'o, 12 Years a Slave. Well, you know, a slave.
But the thing is, with Ali, his role wasn't... You know, him being a drug dealer.
But that's still his character, though. He's a drug dealer with a heart of gold, but at the end of the day, he still played a drug dealer.
I forgot about him being a drug dealer.
I mean, but I'm just saying, like, the roles itself. Was just great. Like, whenever he's signing up for a role, it said, this guy's also a drug dealer. That's his character. Like, okay. It doesn't matter the way he played him. Yeah. The bottom line is he's still a drug dealer.
I thought Moonlight was an outlier to a lot of the movies that.
It was. Yeah. Intersectionality.
And that's the type of movies I want to watch. I want to watch interesting movies, mm-hmm. different types of movies.
Who else has won an Oscar this black?
Halle Berry,
she played a prostitute. Octavia Spencer, she played a maid.
Viola Davis,
she played a poor black woman.
She's not.
Huh? What do you have to say about Viola?
I don't think she's as great as people think she
really?
Is.
Really? Why do you
I
say
think she's
that?
She's amazing, but she constantly plays the same character.
Okay, so if you're going to have that opinion, I'm going to, of course, ask you what same roles does she keep playing?
Okay, just the way that she expresses her characters, like
okay, you just okay, you speaks. Just said two different things. Before you said it, she plays the same characters.
Well,
and
you
now,
know what I mean. Like I don't know like what you Michael mean. That's why I'm Jordan, asking you. Where every movie he's in, he still has that same vibe in each of those movies. If that makes sense.
But that might just be a personal like thing that.
But
you
as
see.
An actor, you need to be able to take. You're like I see their stuff.
Okay, wait. Let's stick to Viola. Wait, let's stick
that's
to Viola.
Saying, Viola.
So your point
see
was Viola.
See who she is in every character that she plays. What Viola is a very outspoken person. She's okay. very structured and all of that. I see that in every single movie that she plays.
Okay.
There's not a movie where she's completely different. Where you watch an interview of her and you're like, whoa.
But whose fault is that though? Is that her fault?
I'm just saying. Like I think that she's boosted. Based on
I don't think so. I think that
because I don't think she has the range that people are saying she does.
I think that just because you haven't been given an opportunity to express your range doesn't mean you don't have that range. Look at Meryl Streep.
She's Viola Davis.
No, but look at Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep can get any role she wants and she can play anything. And people say, oh, she's the greatest because she's been given the chance and the opportunity to get different roles.
You really think Viola Davis is not given the opportunity?
No, she's not.
Her own path now.
She can't do it by herself.
But she is now.
She can't do it by herself.
She has enough power to be able to do it. She really does. Maybe when she was, you know, when she first started her career, maybe it was more difficult to get roles like that, but she's Viola Davis. Like, we need to stop thinking every black person is oppressed in a way.
But I'm not saying that, though. But there's still
power.
But yeah, you can have individual power.
Right. But she should do something where she might not make the type of money she's making.
But why should it? My problem is, why should it be on her to make more opportunities for herself? Why can't the industry open the same opportunities that it opens for Meryl Streep, for opens for Cate Blanchett, for any other white actress? But that's not fair, though.
So you have to.
But that's not fair. You're putting an unfair burden on her, saying that because she has the resources, she should
well,
do that for herself.
Well, if she doesn't do it, then nothing's gonna change.
But that's part of the problem. Something. Like you, so
I know it's a problem. Yeah. But stuff like this has to happen for the problem to be changed. Like the people who suffer have to be like, okay, I'm done suffering. Even if I won't get paid, even if I'll get killed, even if I'll, you know, be segregated, I'm not gonna take this anymore. Like that's where change comes in. The people who are oppressing are not going to be the ones who initiate
But I don't
that.
Think it's fair
it's
to say that
like
she's
that.
Boosted.
But
if
it's
she...
never been like that in history. Like, if you're oppressed, you're not the one. The oppressors are not the ones changing history. It's the oppressed. They're like, I'm done with this. I'm not going to.
Right, but then you shouldn't say that she's boosted then if she hasn't been
I
given a chance
is.
To like explore other parts and other roles that will
That's
show
what
you
I'm
a different
she's
side
Viola
of her.
Davis. She can explore those parts if she wants, but
it takes a
not
lot of
be money in it.
It takes a lot
not
of work
be,
to do something.
Gonna,
on
a
your
lot
own.
Of people are probably not going to watch it. That's my opinion.
Okay, yeah, I think a lot of people are going to disagree with you because I don't think that
I don't think so.
Viola Davis is boosted at all. I think she's probably one of the greatest actresses
she's
of
a
her
great actress.
Generation.
She's a great actress, but she's done the same roles over and over again.
Okay, how so? Name the roles is what
I
I'm saying.
The Help,
okay.
Widows.
How is Widows and The Help
just
the same
the way
role?
She portrays her characters are always the same
because it's the same person. Like, what kind of argument is that? It's the same person acting in different roles. So, of course.
No, but then you have, like, I hate to say, like, white actors, but one actor comes in mind. He happens to be white. You look at somebody like maybe Timothée Chalamet, right? And you see how he plays in Call Me By Your Name and how completely different he is in The King and how completely different he is in Miss Stevens, how completely different he is in Little Women.
Okay, give me more examples about Viola since you say that she plays the same role over and over.
Yeah, the movie she had with Denzel Washington, I forget the
Fences.
Name. Fences? Yeah, Fences, Widows, the movie she did with Meryl Streep, I forgot the name of that. What's the name of that?
Doubt. Doubt is very different from Widows. Like,
I'm just saying the way she portrays those characters.
I don't know. I feel
so
like you're
similar.
There's big holes in your argument.
There isn't. Don't like it. Doesn't mean there's a hole in it.
No, there is.
You just don't agree. Doesn't mean there's a hole in it.
But I'm stating facts. You said that she plays the same thing over and over again. Doubt and what she did in Widows is two completely different things.
I'm saying the way she expresses the characters are very similar.
Because it's the same actor playing the role. Like, how does
but
that make any
what
sense?
Makes you an actor.
But you have a negative bias against black actors.
I don't.
Oh, you do.
Justin, you can't say that just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean that I'm biased against black actors.
Okay.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Okay, you're biased against her because I truly don't believe.
I just think she's boosted doesn't mean I don't like black actors or actresses.
Okay, maybe I was out of pocket for that.
You are.
Okay. But I don't know.
You're one of those people because I don't say what you want.
No, but
my facts are wrong.
No, because I feel like there's people out there that are disagreeing with you, though.
Yeah, but people will agree with me, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Michael B. Jordan, also, where he's playing different characters, but he's still expressing those characters in a very similar way.
It's hard.
As to the last one he did.
That Michael B. Jordan example is so hard for me because I agree with you and I.
That's how I see Viola Davis, too, but you don't see it like that.
Maybe I'm just blinded by my love of her that I just can't see.
I love her, too. She's amazing. I'm not saying she's not great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, like, these actresses, she's one of the actresses that has the power to do something completely different.
I mean, I don't think she has as much power as you think she has.
I think she does.
I don't know. But Michael B. Jordan, I think that every movie I see him in, he's the same thing over. Even in Killmonger, everybody's like, Michael B. Jordan should have got a nomination for that.
Because I've seen him play that role before.
Maybe not the role, but he's not
obviously
doing
not
any.
The role,
yeah.
But the same vibe, the same.
Yeah,
way
characterization.
The words, everything.
I've never seen him like play like a character, like with a wig, a different look, something different.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
about
I can never
Viola.
See, I can never see Michael B. Jordan play Joker or something like that.
I can't see Viola play.
Y'all hear the
silence?
Girl
from
hear
Titanic.
The silence?
What's her name?
She can play that.
I don't know.
I think what it will take is her just doing a role, transformative role, and then you'd be like, wow, she really
can do it.
All she needs is an opportunity.
I'm not saying she cannot do it. All the movies I've seen, they've all been the same. Maybe she can. That's what I'm saying. She needs to take the lead and do something. Maybe people might be like, this is weird. This is not her. It's not the Viola I like. But she needs to do it.
Right.
Because I'm tired of seeing the same.
I mean, she can't just write a role for herself. Somebody has to write the role. So I feel like once she gets that role, she'll show people that. I mean,
she
shouldn't have to.
It.
People know that she's good, but she'll show a different side of herself, hopefully.
I just want to see a different side. Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully one day we'll see it.
Doesn't mean I hate her.
Oh, I didn't say that.
I hate all black people.
I didn't say that.
Or I love slavery.
I hate
the white man is superior.
Now you're going to extremes. I never said all that. But if y'all have heard of like Oscar So White, Oscar So White happened in 2014 when every single acting category was all white people. And people were like, wow, is this endemic of the industry? Like, what's going on? So basically, I think that we shouldn't put so much weight and say that it's the Academy's fault that black people aren't getting nominated. It's the result of a bigger system in which black roles aren't being produced.
Yeah.
So if there's no black roles being produced,
how can
you expect black people to be nominated for Oscars? And it's just weird
and different
that
voices, different types of black voices aren't being heard.
Right.
Like, I'm sure we can't say black people have never written movies like The Joker, but Hollywood has always chosen, like you said, the drug dealers and the slaves over those like creative roles.
Right.
Then you think Jordan Peele's Get Out? You think anybody would have backed him back when he was doing Peele and whatever, Key and Peele?
Yeah.
They would have been like, this guy's a joke.
And all people need is an opportunity. That's why I love that Jordan Peele is getting so much shine right now, because he's a black director making original stuff that maybe 10 years ago he would
never
get the funding for.
Even 4 years ago.
Yeah, he would not get the funding for it.
They would probably choose a slave movie over Get Out again.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
Yeah, you're probably right. But basically what I was saying is that it's about the industry. It's about producing roles for black people. So I think that the outrage is always when black people don't get nominated. But year after year, a lot of Asian people aren't nominated. A lot of Hispanic people aren't nominated. Sure. Why is it that when it's black people that don't get nominated? Oh, it's an outrage. Asian people are, I don't hear, making any outrage. Well, Indian not, people, I mean, aren't people making outrage. People are
fighting for
themselves.
People are fighting for their voices in this world. Mm-hmm. Black people are one of the loudest voices in America right now, right. You know? Asian people, if you want to be heard, you got to fight for yourself too.
Right, and maybe, you know, they are fighting, we just don't get to see it as much as we see when black outrage happens.
The Asian guy running for president, see, that's
Andrew Yang. My brother loves Andrew Yang.
Oh, really? He looks pretty cool. I like his little math.
Do you think he's going to win?
That's the cutest thing. No, obviously not. This is the first Asian guy. America, it takes a couple of tries.
My parents,
they
say some off the wall stuff. My dad was like, Chinese. Like, he's not Chinese.
I kept telling my dad he's not Chinese too.
I hate that. Any Asian person, my parents are always like, Chinese. That person is Chinese.
My mom, we go to this mechanic and he's so great. But my mom always calls him Chinese.
In his face?
Yes.
What is he?
He's Korean.
Oh, wow. That's really insulting.
I'm saying that.
Imagine if somebody called your mom like Ghana or South African or something like that.
Well, that's the thing. I think Nigerians say things that they know wouldn't hurt them because they're not very fragile people. Mm. Like, if someone called my mom that she's from Ghana, she finds no trouble in telling them, no, I'm Nigerian. You know?
Okay, but for other people, like, I know Asian people they pissed. Really, exactly. If you're not Chinese, Asian people hate when you call them Chinese.
Right.
That's so messed up.
And I think it just goes back to people, you know, wasn't it like when Japanese people were being oppressed here? And like
the internment camps.
They wanted to like differentiate themselves, Koreans and Chinese people. They're like, no, we're not Japanese,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. Because people just kind of group them. Because,
all together because they think that they look alike.
Yeah.
Which is problematic.
Which sucks.
A story for another day.
Yep.
A podcast for another day. I need to get an Asian
which
person.
I'd be
here.
Pissed too if someone called me.
Right, the wrong thing.
The wrong thing, especially with the history.
But y'all, in 2020, at some point, I'm going to have a white woman on the podcast. Are you ready?
You've never had a white
woman. I've never had a white woman. I've had everybody except a white woman.
You need to find a woman like
I don't know any white woman.
You?
No. I've seen one episode of that. Hey.
I'm thinking of my white
You have white friends?
Well, acquaintances, friends.
Bring them on the show. We need to get a white person.
It would be like...
I just need to, I'm going to branch out, just find like different people.
I'll try to.
Okay. Keep me updated. But anyway, I want to get to the issue of diversity now. So diversity is a hot button topic that everybody's always talking about.
Always going to be talked about.
Diversity. We need to diversify. Diversity. What I don't like is diversity for the sake of diversity. Oh. I know we keep talking about Oscars, but it's just a good example since it's right around the corner. But
did you watch the movie before you say what you're about to say?
No. Okay. For the best director category for the Oscars, 5 men are nominated, and people are outraged because a single woman is not nominated for best director.
Yeah.
And I think for the Academy Awards, I think only 5, I don't know, 5 women have been nominated for best director.
Really?
I don't even think that much.
Is anyone
ever
won?
Yeah, Catherine Bigelow for The Hurt Locker. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, people are making a deal that a woman has not been or wasn't nominated for an Oscar this year, and everybody's like, this is not diverse enough.
People wanted Greta Gerwig to be nominated.
Gerwig. You just make up names.
Greta Gerwig.
Yeah,
it's my accent.
Oh, so it's okay.
It's really hard for me to pronounce words sometimes. Right. Yeah. People wanted her to be nominated so bad for her, you know, adaptation of Little Women for the millionth. One.
Yeah.
But I watched it. I actually watched it twice.
People said it was good.
Good.
Do you think it deserved
it
the best director
nomination?
It was
actually one of my favorite movies. I think it did.
Okay.
I actually think it did. I don't think they're trying to just push a woman onto it. I think they're pushing the right woman
onto
it.
That's what I don't like.
And they didn't even get the white man right for the best directors.
Who should have been
they
out?
They didn't put the Safdie brothers for Uncut Gems.
Okay, Uncut Gems didn't get anything all award season, so I wasn't expecting
crazy.
That.
I'm just like, man, like, it's such an elite thing, like...
It's like if you're not in the club.
If you're not in the club,
they're not going to nominate you.
But the thing is, the Safdie brothers are so talented. Mm-hmm. Plus, they have the skin color to be in the club soon. They probably
will. I think it takes some time to be in the good old boys club.
Yeah, they're probably in it now. Yeah. Where their next movie and the movie after that is going to be. Yeah. They're going to be legends.
But my point about diversity was about, I don't like diversity for the sake of diversity. A lot of times whenever black people aren't nominated for Oscars, everybody's like, this is not diverse and we need to put a black person on there. But my question is, are you putting a black person on there just to have a black person and everybody shuts up? Or are you putting them on there because they're qualified and they slay their role?
Movies like Moonlight and Get Out.
And even Us. Lupita wasn't nominated for the movie Us. Yeah. I might not like that movie and I might not ever see it again. But she was really good. And to nominate a slave movie, Cynthia Erivo, over her.
Just kind of shows what we're talking about.
Yeah, their bias towards slave movies over originality and seeing black people portrayed as people who aren't victimized, who aren't slaves, maids, and drug dealers.
It's crazy because we all know if a white woman had done what Lupita did,
she would have got nominated.
She would have won.
She basically, probably, you're probably right.
She definitely would have won. The role Lupita...
She's basically playing two characters in one movie. And the voice
completely
stuff...
completely different.
And the voice stuff that she had to do to prepare for that role.
And they got pissed at her for doing that voice, but they didn't get mad at Joaquin Phoenix.
I feel like that was overblown. I feel like she could have even ignored that and it wouldn't have been a big deal. But I feel like as black people, we always have to apologize for everything. Like... because even Viola Davis and How to Get Away with Murder.
And think about all the movies that have been, like, you know, put to the side.
Right. I mean, I'm all about diversity, but just don't nominate us just to nominate us. Nominate us because we're good.
I watched Harriet, and I think it was a good movie. Mm-hmm. It was a good movie, but I don't know. I don't think Cynthia... I think Cynthia versus Lupita.
Lupita was definitely a stronger role.
Again, I say Joy from Netflix. Uh-huh. Great movie. Versus Joy, the name of the actress who played Joy was Joy. Like, Joy and Lupita should definitely have been on it.
Well, even Awkwafina didn't get nominated. And that's an Asian actress for the movie The Farewell.
I thought she... I loved the movie Farewell. Like, I liked the script. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Awkwafina, she didn't really leave a lasting impression on me like that.
And maybe that's why she didn't get nominated.
The Farewell, the script should have been nominated for Best Picture, Screenplay, and all of that. Mm-hmm. But they didn't need to nominate Awkwafina.
Okay.
But when it comes to Parasite, man, they should have nominated some of those characters.
I think
Best actress.
I would have, I know y'all probably haven't seen the movie, so y'all have no idea what we're talking about, but the dad definitely should have been nominated for Best Actor. And probably the stupid woman that owned the house. Because to be that dumb.
Yes, exactly.
Or no, the housekeeper, even, I would nominate for supporting actress.
Yes.
She was really good.
That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah. The dad definitely should have been nominated for Best Actor.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the thing with any type of awards, there are 5 nominees. So inherently, there is going to be people that are left off. So the outrage should be, I don't know, sometimes we shouldn't be outraged. There's more than 5 movies that came out this year. And there's more than 5 movies that deserve Oscar nominations, right? So people are going to be mad one way or another. Yeah. But it's like we want perfection, and it's hard to get there. Like, we want 5 of the greatest performances to be nominated. Mm-hmm. We also want that 5 to be diverse. We also want women to be represented. So it's like you want your cake and you want to have it too. True. You just can't have it both ways.
But they're very off.
Yeah.
Like, at least be close. But I watched The Irishman. I finished it.
How was that?
And De Niro was actually...
Good. Okay.
And I think he deserves a spot on
It's interesting that they why nomination. They left him off. Maybe it's because he already has an Oscar.
He is on there.
No, he's not nominated for Best Supporting.
No way. Oh, I think I'm looking at... Because he's been
Joe Pesci and the other dude is nominated.
I watched the Pope movie.
The Two Popes.
It was boring. The thing is, like, I need to still be entertained, you know?
I don't know, y'all. Ooh, we're having a whole ass, like, diversity discussion. But I just needed to rant about this just because I'm just annoyed of just the portrayal of black people and even minorities in the media playing the same thing over and over again. When we have the talent to do other things.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the black generation, you know, like us and the younger ones, especially the younger ones, those kids are so talented with, like, things you see on TikToks or the way they act and stuff like that. Like, these are creative minds, black minds that are growing up. And they're not being tunneled through slavery and oppression. They're just having fun and just going through life. Mm-hmm. And I think when we're older, we're going to see, like, very original scripts.
I hope so. And representation is so important.
Yeah.
And I think that even in the media, like, I want to see, like, more, like, dark skin representation out there. Because if you think about people in our age range...
I'm thinking in 3005.
I know, right? Until we finally see a dark skin person. But the show Grown-ish, I don't watch that. Not interested in that. But the whole cast is all light skins.
For
They should call
the
that show.
The main character, for someone who's so woke, I'm surprised.
I mean, but she's not a casting director, though. So how, it's not her fault that the show is light-skinned.
But you take
people
on, you know, roles that...
I mean, what if they cast her first and then they casted everybody? So it's not really on her to make sure that everybody's represented. Representation is important because people want to see themselves fully represented on screen. If you have dreams of being an actor, if you've never seen somebody that's dark skinned, like win an Oscar, you'll never think it's going to be possible for you to do that.
Successful black women.
Yeah.
Successful black men. You know.
It's true.
Black kids like us who are struggling. Not because we're being oppressed by the cops, but because school is hard.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
And even out of the realm of like Hollywood, Obama's election was so big in the fact that you have a black man in the highest office in the land, and a generation of kids growing up and saying, "Wow, my president is black," and not thinking anything of it.
Yeah.
Like for us, we've always been exposed to just white presidents, and then whenever he got elected, it's like, "Wow!" Right. Like it opens the floodgates for people to dream big. I can be president. I can rise to this and become the greatest in the world.
I'm so glad I didn't grow up in America till I was about 8 or 9.
Why?
Where, like, all I saw were black presidents and black doctors and black nurses and black CEOs all around Nigeria.
Yeah, and
so
that's why...
I think that's why Nigerians can come here and really excel. Because they have seen people that look like them do what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's so important for every black person, everybody that's Nigerian living in the United States has never been to Africa or Nigeria. Go to Nigeria. Like, whenever I went, it's hard to describe the feeling that I felt of being in a country where everybody is black.
Yeah, it's
everybody
great.
Looks like you.
You don't know you're black till you come to America and you're like, oh, there's a way they treat black people here. Like, I remember the first time I learned about slavery, I was in the 3rd or 4th grade, and all the kids were looking at me in a weird way. I'm like,
yeah, like, what are y'all looking at?
Yeah, like, you want me to cry, like,
because I'm black.
You know what I mean? Like, it just sucks. Like, and then you think about, man, generations after generations after generations have gone through that,
and that's leading me into.
I grew up with the black president. I grew up with black people doing big things.
This is gonna lead into. This is a perfect episode for my topic for next week, but y'all will have to wait to hear it. But it's gonna be right in time for Black History Month. But it'll be a good episode. So
yeah, Black History Month.
Love that.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you for being on the show. I like appreciate like the conversation that we had.
Well, you guys go watch Uncut Gems. It's a really, really great film.
Yeah, I guess now we can just do some quick movie recommendations
for
everybody.
Yeah, sure. Uncut Gems.
So, Uncut Gems. Also, we mentioned earlier Parasite. Please watch Parasite.
Please watch Parasite.
What else have I seen? I haven't really seen that many movies.
1917. I know people, most black people probably have not watched that, but the cinematography of that movie, of that film, is amazing.
Yeah, and I think
and
that
I see why it's nominated.
We should also like watch everything. I think we shouldn't just watch black things. Right?
Yes, I try to watch everything whenever the
nominations
come
out. Yeah, same. So 1917, Parasite, Uncut Gems. What else do people need to watch?
I have a list actually.
Jojo Rabbit. Should people watch that?
You know what? Jojo Rabbit was actually really good. Did you watch it?
I haven't finished it.
What do you think about it so far?
I'm like 2 seconds in.
Oh.
I'm on the part where he's like doing a speech in front of the camera.
Oh, like, man. Like, it's a very cynical film. Yeah. Where
it doesn't seem like my type of movie.
Tone of comedy where you're like, dang, like, why is
should I be laughing?
Right. Uh-huh. But it gets serious, too. Kind of like Parasite, where you're laughing at first and then...
Right. Like, hopefully y'all see it. I really hope that people go out and see Parasite.
Knives Out should not even be on the Oscars list at all. I don't know what it is doing being nominated.
The screenplay is what's nominated.
I don't get it. Why?
I'll have
to
watch it to
find
out.
Do you know how many movies I've watched with a generic plot like that?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But those are some of our recommendations for movies that y'all should watch. What movies should we watch? Because I'm really into movies, if y'all can't tell. I love every year I watch the Oscar nominees. So if there's a movie that I need to see that you don't know if I've seen, let me know and I'll definitely watch it. But that's the topic for today. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, Shone. Thank you again
Thanks
for joining
for having me.
Of course. And I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Be safe, have fun, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye.
Bye,
guys.
Dun, 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 dun.